All right, I think I picked up on something. Oh, what do you want?
Nothing. Over there sniffing out hints, right?
Where are you getting them?
You go first.
No, you go first.
I said you go first.
So? You go first.
Why don't you both go at the same time?
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Hammock. You didn't say anything.
Hammock?
That's right, it's a perfect gift.
Yeah? You really see Mom fighting her way out of a hammock?
Shut up, she'll love it. It's like an outdoor couch. When Dad lies around, she doesn't have to look at him.
We should get a hammock.
Yeah, that's right, so let's hear your idea.
All right, you ready for this? Because it blows your hammock to Oyster Bay. Family portrait photo.
Who wants that?
I think Ma does, okay? I think I was reading the signals loud and clear.
Yeah, and what were the signals, Ray?
She said, Raymond, I would really love a family portrait photo. Instead of something useless, like a hammock.
She did not say that.
She will.
You know, Ray, about this photo idea?
Yeah.
It's really stupid.
Why? It's perfect. It's what she wants.
Well, don't you think? Look, we're going to have to spend like this whole awful afternoon with them. And then after we're done, we have this permanent reminder of the whole awful afternoon with them.
You lose.
Yeah, you wish. How about backing me up here a little?
We're already spending all of Christmas with them.
Come on, it's a family photo. It'll be nice.
All right.
Thank you, honey. Yeah. It's good we're getting it done, you know, because every year you get older looking, right? When I say you... I mean me. I mean me plus $20.
For your Christmas cookies, I have to tell you, not yet.
Will someone acknowledge the receipt of these cookies so I can have one?
Oh, Reed, those look...
Good enough.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I think I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Better not be a pet. I hate people who give pets.
Yeah, we know that.
Giving a pet means you're old, I find you boring. Talk to a bird.
I'm thinking of getting you a family photo.
Oh, Raymond, how did you know?
You told them. And you know, Mom, my gift, unlike Raymond's, is a total surprise. And is better.
Yeah. Anyway, Mom... We're going to set it up, you know, next week. This way you'll have it for Christmas time. We're going to have Deborah set it up.
Oh, Raymond, you're going to so much trouble.
Oh, yes, he is.
Marie, while we're talking about Christmas, I had this idea. Now, I know this year is your turn, but I was thinking of starting a new tradition. What if we spend Christmas Eve at my parents' and Christmas Day at your house? That way, nobody misses Christmas together.
That's lovely. But you'd have to leave Connecticut in the middle of the night to get back for Christmas morning.
Oh, no, well, we would just stay overnight there and we'd get to your house about 10.
But how about the children coming downstairs in the morning and opening their presents and their little faces? How could you take that away from me?
Still have faces at 10.
Yeah, still faces at 10.
Come on, 10's fine, Marie. Who needs that crack of dawn crap? Grandpa will give you a better show at 10.
I have to say, Deborah, you're killing Christmas.
Ray, it's really not that big of a deal. Right, Ray? Don't you think it's a good idea, Ray? Just like I thought the family photo was a good idea. I loved that idea, didn't I, Ray?
You know, it just sounds like a lot of driving. Dad, could I borrow $20?
I think you made a wonderful gift choice. You have a lovely family.
You haven't met everybody yet.
Don't worry, I can handle anything. I used to be a crime scene photographer.
Well, they won't be as quiet as your other clients.
All right, we're here.
Hi.
Where were you? What happened? You were right behind us.
Your father parked a mile away.
His meat is right out front.
That's right. Meat is money, your father.
Mouth, noise, your mother.
Frank, there's a mirror over there. Why don't you go comb your... Oh, that's right.
Professional photography, one of the all-time great rackets.
All right, Dad, please.
Grab a camera, find some chumps, make them smile, and say, rip off.
What are you doing? You taking a picture dressed like that?
Ray, I had to come straight from work, okay?
You did this on purpose.
What?
Wearing that. You're trying to screw up my gift, right? Hammock.
Calm down. I've brought clothes.
Yeah, we'll put them on and just watch yourself.
Hi, Robbie. You're going to change, aren't you, honey?
Yes, Ma. Listen, Ma, I still don't understand why Amy couldn't be in the picture.
Well, because it's a Barone family picture. Is she a Barone?
Not yet, Ma.
Well, when you make her Barone, she'll be in the picture.
Stop pressuring me!
You're not change it, Mom. Tell him to change.
Okay, okay. I'm going.
Mr. Portraiture.
Yeah, that's funny.
Come on now, no, no, no. Boys, boys. Part of my present, as lovely as this is, Raymond, but part of my present is that we have a family picture that's happy. And part of a family picture that's happy is what?
I wouldn't know.
It's what it, come on, it's part, it, part of a family picture that's happy is what?
Two nice boys.
That's nice, dear. See, now that's a Merry Christmas.
Hi-oh. Oh, Mom and Dad.
Feliz Navidad.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Glad you're here. I was getting worried.
Well, the bloody parkway was completely jammed. I mean jammed.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Oh, Marie, isn't this exciting? A picture of all of us. Do you know we don't have any photos of us together?
I wonder why that is. Raymond, could I see you for a minute, please?
Oh, nails.
Raymond, you know that I care for Deborah's parents a great deal.
Everybody knows that.
Don't be fresh. Why are Warren and Lois here?
I don't know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Mom.
I'm not surprised, Raymond. I'm disappointed.
All right, no, don't. Don't get disappointed.
Isn't this my present? You finally got me a decent present.
It's still decent, Mom. All right. Just help Robert tuck his shirt in or something.
Hola, Ramon. Yo estoy listo para la fotografía.
Okay.
That's hello, Raymond. I am ready for the photograph. I'm practicing my Spanish because Lois and I are on our way to Buenos Aires.
Oh, yeah? What time's the flight?
Well, it won't be for a couple of weeks now.
Después del año nuevo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great,
I brought another pashmina in case you want to wear one too.
Oh, they're so cute, matching pashminas.
I'll be right back. Okay. Oh, this is such fun, right?
Yeah. What's with your parents?
What are you talking about?
My mom's all upset. She didn't know your parents were going to be in the picture.
Well, of course they're going to be in the picture. Well,
you told them to come?
Well, yes, Ray. I mean, you said family photo, so family photo.
Well, but you didn't even tell me.
Well, I assumed you knew that my parents were part of the family.
Okay, yes, I knew, but you had to know that my mom would go all dog day afternoon on us if your parents are in her picture.
What? What's the matter?
You did know she would hate this. You did know. Sabotage.
What are you talking about?
Why are your parents here?
Because they're part of the family, Ray. And since I won't be seeing them at Christmas.
Oh, okay. Little Debbie's revenge. You're trying to get back at me because I didn't support you with your little stupid Christmas Day thing.
It is not stupid for me to want to be with my family at Christmas instead of yours.
Instead of mine. You said instead of mine. That means you don't even want to be with mine at all.
I am with them every day.
Well, so am I.
Okay, everybody. We're almost ready for the grown-ups.
Hey, Snaps.
Officer Perone. Hey. Yeah, I haven't seen you since I left the force.
Yeah, well, I'm made sergeant.
Hey.
So you're taking pictures of the living now, huh?
Yeah, mostly. It was our last job together. What was it, the Bronx?
That's right. Yeah, decapitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just take the picture?
Look, you better go tell your parents that this is not cool.
I certainly will not. Why don't you tell your mother she better accept the fact that she does not get to decide who is in and out of this family?
Just talk to your mother.
You talk to your mother.
Hey. How much longer?
I don't know. A couple minutes. Look, I gotta do something.
I can't take that warrant anymore. Senor Windbag.
All right.
He keeps telling me about his latest collection. Vintage walking sticks.
What do you want from me?
Talk about a waste of money. He doesn't even limp.
Just go be nice to
him. He's even got one that holds booze in it. Surprise!
How you doing?
Did you talk to Deborah?
Yes, I did. We had a great talk. Now, here's the thing.
Raymond.
No, just listen, Mom. It's Christmas. You love Christmas. Remember that Christmas movie, Christmas Carol? Remember the little crippled boy, and he said, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. So he wants us all to have a good. Okay, how about this? We put our parents at the edge of the picture, and later you can cut them out.
It's all right, Raymond. I'm not feeling very well. Why don't you all take the picture without me?
Mom, I did this for you, Mom. I did it for you.
I thought so, too.
All right, just wait here.
Excuse me, Ray, can I ask you something?
What?
Amy can't be in the picture, but there's plenty of room for Hoity and Toity.
What? I don't care. I don't care if Amy's in it or not. Talk to Mom.
Well, you see, I would, but she's pretty upset. Nice gift.
Okay, everybody, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay, sure. All right, listen. She's crying.
She is not.
She's got the dry cries.
Ray, as soon as I get the adults in, then I can bring in the kids.
Right, no problem. Are you going to help me?
No. You know, this is so typical of your mother.
It's either her way or no way. This picture, where we spend the holidays, how I raise my children. Well, guess what? Not this time.
Oh, come on. You're killing me here. This is the first gift I'm getting her that even has a chance of working. Remember the toaster? Huh? The aquarium? The fruit of the frickin' month club? Don't you see? I thought she would like this because she told me she would. Come on, look, just take the picture and then I'll do whatever you want.
All right, we'll take the picture.
Thank you.
As long as my parents can be in it too.
Fine, okay. Fine. They're in. They're in. Thank you for understanding. Now, if we could just please get over there, please. Come on, come on. Did I tell you how beautiful you look? Huh? You look beautiful. You're like a nice little peach. Okay, Dad? You're ready. Enough with the cookies. Enough. Come on. Had enough cookies and
hey.
Let's straighten the tie.
Hey, it's too tight. You're popping my head off.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do that. Okay. Warren, vaya con Dios.
Actually, Raymond, that means go with God.
Yeah, God, well, that's good. I learned something new today. Okay. Are you right over there? Vaya con Franco.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here you go. Okay. Come on, Robert, you ready?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You said you were going to change.
I decided not to.
Look, it's not my fault that Amy's not in the picture. Tell you what, Deborah's not allowed in your hammock.
You're not either.
Fine. All right, look, leave your uniform on. Just get over there.
Get over there what?
Get over there now.
Get over there.
Please.
There you go, Raymond. You'll find that a little kindness goes a long way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, that's almost everybody.
All right, Ma, looks like it's all gonna work out.
It doesn't look that way, Raymond.
No, it is. It is. Oh, you smell nice. What is that? Is that a new perfume?
No, it's what I always wear. It's my Jean Nattie.
I've always loved that. And I gotta say something. You know, I've never told you this, but you know what? One of my favorite things about you is... No, Ma, please, I'm just trying to compliment you, that's all. I just love the way you're just so open-minded and considerate, especially when someone's trying to do something for you.
Raymond, you are putting me into a very awkward situation.
No, I'm not. I'm putting you into your Christmas picture, which you're going to love. Hey, everybody, look, it's Mom. You could just please just try to smile.
I will, Raymond, but this is not the present I wanted.
Raymond, I just noticed that this background is blue. Do I have time to change into my gray pashmina?
Get back in your place! We're taking this damn picture! Would you see what I'm dealing with here? Are you blind? No, habla talkie-talkie, okay? I've had it with trying to make everybody happy. I was trying to do something nice. I'm sick of everybody coming up to me. Oh, talk to Deborah. Talk to your mother. Why can't my girlfriend be in the picture? Oh, I don't want to spend Christmas with them. Oh, fix it, Raymond. Talk. I'm done talking. Don't talk to me anymore. You hear me? If you want to talk, talk to yourselves, because I'm out!
Maybe I'll just wear the blue.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think you better.
We're taking the picture. We're taking the picture. Come on.
Listen, if you need 5 minutes, I can.
No, take the picture. Take the picture.
Oh, all right. Look over here. Give me a big smile and say, Merry...
Take the damn picture.
All righty. One, two. Now we're warming up. These are living people. All right. One more. Here we go.
All right, come on, smile, everybody. We don't want Raymond to throw another hissy fit.
Yeah, that's right. All right, one for the mantle now.
Nobody Ready? Talk to me anymore.
Very good. Very good. Yours, too.
Robert got you a hammock.
Next, Reba's best friend comes for a surprise visit, and she's got a surprise Reba didn't bargain for on Reba. The WB Thursdays next, only on the WB 11.